We're in Simen Shin Zayin. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel through Hay. Also, Litan Leini Yehudi Mos Mer of Shabbos Liknus Lo B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to give a non-Jew money and tell him to buy something for you on Shabbos. You're telling him to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. The fact that you're giving him money doesn't make it any better. Even if he's getting paid for doing this himself, and we say that it's Adai Tadanavshe, he's doing it for himself, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do Malacha on Shabbos. Aval Yachal Lomer Lo Knei La'atzmecha V'netztarech Ektim Imcha La'achar HaShabbos. Whereas, you can tell him, buy it for yourself, and I will buy it off you after, I may buy it off you after Shabbos. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says you can say you will buy it from after Shabbos. This is no worse than Mechiras Chametz. Meanwhile, it's his. Siv Dalet. Mutter losses Leini Yehudi Mos Me'erev Shabbos Liknus Lo B'Vat Shalo Yomer Lo Knei B'Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a non-Jew, you're allowed to give him money, and you're allowed to tell him, buy something from me, as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, we must be talking about where you're paying him for it. Otherwise, if he does it on Shabbos, you could not be nehene from it. But aside from that, the Mishnah Berurah says that in a place where the market is only open on Shabbos, it's as if you're telling him straight out, just do this on Shabbos. Or you're giving him money just before Shabbos and telling him, I need it on Shabbos, I need it right after Shabbos. So there you're telling him to do it on Shabbos. In fact, the Sefer Chassidim says not to live in a city where the market day is on Shabbos, because one could chalila come to chil Shabbos easily. Further, v'chein muter litin lo begodim limkor b'vat shlo yomer lo l'machar b'Shabbos. You're allowed to give him clothes to sell, as long as you don't tell him to go and sell them on Shabbos. Says the Ramah now further, someone hired a non-Jew to go and transport his wares. And a non-Jew went and he took it from his house on Shabbos. They would actually punish the person who did this. What's pshat in it? Pshat, what we're talking about is that he's taking it out of your home. It's also for a non-Jew to take schor out of your home on Shabbos because it looks like you told him to. Now, what happens if he took it on Erev Shabbos and now he's traveling and he's even going mechutz l'tchum? That's not your problem, bechlal, as long as you were kotzit schar for him, because we say adaita denav sheka ovid. What happens if someone really didn't know that this whole thing was osur and he did it anyway? So the halacha is ein onshin. Sifhei, Dover she'eino malacha, ve'eino also lasoso b'Shabbos alamishim shvus, something that is only an issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. Mutter liyisrael lo malein yehudi lasoso b'Shabbos. This shita holds that it is mutter to ask a non-Jew to do a d'rabbanan on Shabbos, but there are conditions. Vehu she'yiyeh sham miktsas choli. Either we're talking about a case of someone who's almost the chola, or you need it very badly. O mipnei mitzvah. Keitzad. O mi Yisrael ein Yehudi b'Shabbos lalos b'ilun lohavi shofar l'tkoa. Uktkias mitzvah. O lohavi mayim derech hachotzer. These are all things that a person needs in Shabbos, and there's an issur d'rabbanan in getting it. Since they're for mitzvahs, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it. This is called shvus d'shvus b'makam mitzvah. There is the Ramban Shita, that the source to this, which is the Gemara of Ahu Yanuka, the Shtapa Chamime, Gemara in Erevin, the Ramban learns that that's a special halacha in Mila and not in anything else. Says the Ramah, Hago ula kamam posik lahatir, the halacha is like the second Shita. The halacha is, excuse me, like the first shita, not like the yesh osrim. The halacha is that it's shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah or tzarech harbe is mutter. Va'ayin lekamam, va'ayin le'elsim reishayin vav, the yesh mekila nafilu b'malacha daraisa. We had the shita sa'iter, that it's even mutter in a daraisa, but lemaisa the Ramah was not relying on it. Now, the halacha is that the only place that we're makel for the yitter is something like bris milah or a michshol, the rabbi in the Mishnah Berurah says. But otherwise, it's aser. Now, there's a chavis yorir who is matir asking one non-Jew to ask another non-Jew to do malacha midin shvus to shvus. Certainly, in the case of asking a non-Jew to do with the rabbanon, it would fall into the same category. Whereas lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura brings down the only time that you're allowed to be somach on this is in hefsid meruba. But not hefsid meruba, we don't consider an amira to amira as a double shvus, as a shvus to shvus.